Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey, welcome back, Zen friends. We are back. It's Crazy Zen Life. We're in the studio again. I'm Brittany Swan.
Hi, friends. I'm Shannon Kessler. Thanks for coming back and joining us.
We are doing it.
We are.
We're making this thing regularly happen.
I know. We're having a good time.
Full disclosure, we are in the studio tonight with some wine. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday here in Louisville. And this wine is delicious. We're a Pinot Grigio group of gals.
Yes.
And this is nice. It's like happy hour. With our happy mics. It's great. Yes.
Happy mics, happy hour.
Happy mic, happy hour.
I tell you. And it's been a week for us. So getting back from the spring break hangover. And like Shannon just said, it's finally warm.
It's finally warm.
We have our tank tops out, guns out, sun's out. Let's do it.
It's great.
So today we have a really fun topic that everyone can relate to. And it's been one that's on the docket ever since we thought about doing a podcast. It's about shaming. We could really dive down the rabbit hole, but we'll try to keep this at least into our confines of our podcast. But it's many multi-layers of shaming. And so we're going to dive into some of that and maybe how we can help each other to not shame and come on the other end of this life, just being more aware of the feelings we put upon our fellow humans.
I agree. And I think shaming happens unintentionally most of the times. Like, I don't even think sometimes you realize that you do it until you take a step back and you're like, well, shit, did I just say that? Damn it. Sorry.
The backhanded comments.
In the backhand, yeah. And, yeah. You know, I think that it does take a conscious effort to not try to put yourself, you know, out there in that capacity. But hopefully, you know, if you, at the end of this, you'll be like, yes, thanks, girls. We appreciate the tips,
yeah,
on how to not shame.
Let's press forward.
Right.
Let's press forward. So we're going to definitely open, once these podcasts are posted, we're definitely going to open up our forum. If there's anything that questions or actual places that you've been shamed, how you've been shamed, we love to hear from you.
Right.
That is probably one of our favorite things we're going to love about this, is just have an open dialogue, an open conversation, and how we can help each other, Zen friends, helping one another.
Right. Get in your Zen zone and tell us what you think. We want to know.
Yes.
And just, I mean, knowing that you're not alone, I feel like, is 99% of the comfort that comes with having that community of like, oh God, yeah, she feels that way too.
She does it too.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell you a quick story. I was at Target the other day and I was thankfully they're running errands for Primp, so I didn't have my kids with me. And you know, I mean, Target by yourself is a joyous luxury. It's like a mini vacay.
I love the black hole.
It is. I mean, we love it. But you know, I'm walking down the aisle and there's a mom she's got two kids and one kid's, you know, picking at everything off of the aisles and she's trying to, you know, corral this one. And then she has one that's sitting inside the cart and, you know, there's an iPad in front of the kid and you know,
it's
I kind of
slurping in one hand, iPad in the other.
You know, she's just doing her best. Like, she's just trying to head down, getting through it, trying to make sure this kid doesn't like grab all the non-essentials and shove them in the cart or in their pockets. You know, I don't know if you have little kleptos out there, but sometimes that happens. And you know, I'm looking and I give her, you know, I kind of give that little the head nod of like, yeah, girl, I hear you.
Get it done.
I've been there. I got you, warrior. I see it. Mm-hmm. But then I notice there's two other ladies that they don't kind of give the same vibe of like, girl, I feel you. They kind of give the head nod in the other direction of like
the eye roll.
Right. Like, lady, can you manage your shit show?
The mean mug as you walk out of the aisle.
The mean side eye like that. You're like, whoa. I thought we were in this together. Moms. No. Damn it.
You're so not.
I'm like, why you got to throw your shame and throw your shade at Target? This is a safe place. Right. This is our safe space, but it didn't feel very safe that day at Target.
Right.
For this poor mom. I'm like, leave the woman alone. She's just trying to get through the day.
All moms, no vibes.
Yes.
And we pick up on shit faster than you ever thought. So next time you throw that eye roll, you know that someone feels it.
Right.
We do.
Yeah.
Energy is transferable. And
like the last thing that mom wants is to cause a spectacle. Like, she's just trying to get her shit
done. It's
like
crying babies on a plane. Do you think that we really want our babies to cry on a plane?
No.
No.
Ain't nobody want that. You don't have to turn around and give me that aggressive, like, Shut your baby up.
I know my 4-year-old is kicking in your seat. Right. I'm trying to tell him to stop.
Right. We are on the same team, people. We're all trying to get to the same place in one piece.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Whoopi Goldberg had this great idea. I heard it was like a few months ago. She's like, why isn't there like a family airline? It's kind of like Disney Cruises, but on an airline. I'm like, yes. That is intelligent. Get on at Disney. I would buy tickets all day, every day.
Yes. And you give me a Dole Whip as my special treat. Yes.
You give me a cocktail as my special treat.
I'll take that too.
Yeah.
But you ever had a Dole Whip?
I have. I wasn't a fan. Actually, I'm kind of surprised you're a fan of that.
Well, I'm allergic to pineapple. So, okay. I mean, I'm just going to. It's hard. Like, I took 2 bites and was like, this is delicious. But it's also the forbidden fruit for me. So, like, I put it in a really special place because I really can't.
I wasn't going to put your business out there. But I was like, I'm really surprised that's your thing, man.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I just need it. It doesn't love me.
It wrecks me inside. So anyway, so going back to what we're talking about. So how do you shame people? So Shannon definitely felt the mom shame coming through. But a lot of places that we see shame is online.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So much. I mean, we follow, I have a lot of friends online, and I have people like that have lots of followers, and then just people that, you know, don't care to have a lot, which is cool either way. And sometimes I see these comments and I'm like, wow, why do you have to be an asshole and just say this kind of stuff? Like, what on earth? Why do you feel compelled to share this intensity mm-hmm. over someone that you don't even know?
Right.
And like, B, why?
it is quite amazing to see how the breakdown happens. So what do you feel sometimes when you're scrolling through social media and you see something like, I'm not really feeling that?
If I don't really feel it, I'm not. I have never once given a negative comment to any person online. Like, I don't care that much that I feel like I need to waste my energy to be like, oh my God, why are you wearing that shorts? Like, I don't give a right. shit. Wear what you want to wear. I don't care.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, exactly. We all stay in your lane. Just keep on going. But if I see it, I mean, usually if it's a negative post of somebody that I know, then I come in with a really positive post about that person. I never feed into the negativity, but mm-hmm. I want to share a little bit more light and sunshine to just be like, listen, you know, if there's 5 negative comments, but there's 27 positive ones, focus on the 27.
Focus on the 27.
You know, like, don't let those 5 people get on your skin. And I know sometimes it's easier to believe the bad stuff than it is to believe the absolutely. You know, the good stuff. I mean, that's just preying on someone's insecurities, which usually is a reflection of your own insecurities. So it's like, man, come on, just be a better person. Mm-hmm. Don't be so angry online.
Well, in the world of social media, I mean, we're not like babies of it. It's been around for a long time, but I think everyone's trying to learn how to adjust their life, feelings, emotions, parenting, yes. everything, because it is very new and it's ever changing, it's evergreen. So we're all learning together. And I think that's where the shaming thing comes in. We're like, oh crap, now
yes.
we've got trolls. And not that if you ever have shamed somebody online that you are a troll. And maybe you right. had the best intentions. Maybe you're trying to share your feelings. Maybe you were trying to do the best thing you were at that time. We're just drawing attention to, you know, because this is the one thing that's all in our face, how we can maybe overcome that.
Right.
So there's 2 things. We did a little research.
Yes, we did.
Over smoothies, not over wine. And we were thinking about the different types of shame. So there's 2 different types of shame that we kind of put into categories, into lanes. So one would be probably the guilt shame.
Yes.
So everyone's been there, like, I'm not here. So say you see somebody with a ballerina body or these beautiful clothing. Or
a mom that just packs these lunches that you're
oh
like,
oh my God,
dang.
Yes. She cuts her PB&J into stars and then puts like blueberries as the eyes, and there's like
right.
carrot sticks coming out as a shooting star then. And I get it.
Yeah. I'm like, amen, sister. You do you, boo-boo.
There, yes.
But my kids, they don't get that luxury because mama ain't got that kind of time.
No. You get it cut into squares.
Right. if you don't want the crust, you can take it off. It's fine. Like,
you get...
I mean, eat
around it.
Right. I know. I'm like, what? Why do I have to cut that? You can't just rip it off. That's too hard. Like, I'm like, no, if you don't want to eat the crust, you take care of that. That's
right.
That's a YP. That's a your problem, not a my my problem. A YP and a MIP. We talk about that in my house.
No.
That's a YP, honey. That's not a MIP.
No. I like the peas.
Yeah.
I like all the peas. But so it's just the guilt like that you put upon yourself saying like, I don't have this.
Right.
And or I can't do this or I should be doing this.
Oh, right.
God, I hate that word. Should and let.
I know. We talked about that last week. But I think a lot of it comes from like that type of guilt, shame comes from comparison where you start to compare yourself to other people. And mm-hmm. one of my favorite quotes is comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh, yeah.
Just if you can stop trying to compare yourself to other people or to other things, then there's so much freedom behind that.
But their story is so different. I mean, exactly. What took place behind that picture is, and what I've been learning too, I've been like doing this professional yoga photography and, you know, with our fabulous Christine Mueller, who does all of the yoga, and she'll be in here. I'm sure she'll do a podcast with us soon. But she does all of our photography, and there's a way more that goes into it. So it's also really beautiful, but yeah, it takes a lot of work. So I give a major high five to all those people that are putting it out there.
Right.
And I give a major high five to people who are just in their dining room doing their shit.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is.
Keep going. But what you feel like you should be doing 8,000 times as you're scrolling through, I understand that.
Right.
Because we've all experienced that what we should maybe feel like we should be doing. Like, oh, I should be cleaning my house right now. My floors don't sparkle like that. They're not this gray farmhouse
right.
look.
And
my bar stools look like a tiger got a hold of them. Like, literally got a hold of them.
They have duct tape on them. And I love it. It makes, I love it.
We've it's got black duct tape all over our bar stools. But so there's the guilt shame. And then there's the other lane that you're going to be into is called the honor shame. So yes. The honor shame brings attention to, I can't believe this person is doing this. I would have done it this way. So there's two different types. So say the honor shame is, maybe you can divulge more into that, but just saying that you would have done it better, or they should be, like, instead of eating McDonald's, you should be getting this
Life bar smoothie. Sometimes it's like, with a healthier lifestyle, like, it's, I don't want to say easy to shame other people, because, I mean, look, I don't know your life. I don't know. Like, maybe mm-hmm. that's just what you need and you're doing what you got to do. But, you know, I would never look at someone and be like, you know, because I choose this, this is the best way to go. So what you're doing is wrong. I mean,
right.
that's just, you know, again, accepting a difference, and you want to do it this way, I'm going to do it this way and make that happen. But I think that's it. Sometimes it's easy to set the standard and like, well, this is my standard and this is where I am. Why are you choosing to make that choice? I mean,
right.
I don't know. Maybe that person just really loves a Diet Coke, and we all know the benefits. I don't think there's really any benefit other than the psychological joy that Diet Coke may bring into your life. But there's not any health benefits that you would drink a Diet Coke. But if people are still want it, they're still going to do it. And that's their prerogative, and that's her thing, then just go for it. But like, I think sometimes you're there, that honor shame going into the world of, well, it's just not the best choice. Right. It's not the best choice for you or for mm-hmm. me, but maybe it is for that person. Maybe
so
that's
maybe
just what they
mean. A projection of superiority or authority over someone's life.
Because in your standard,
fear and fear somewhere else.
Yeah. Like, and that's like, your standard is this, but their standard is something completely different. And that doesn't make you right and them wrong. It just makes you different.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about differences in
a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I just think that those two are so polarizing.
Yeah.
But yet they can meet in the middle a little bit because it's really interesting to dive in.
Yeah.
To feel like you can feel two different types of shame. In like three different seconds, in 3 seconds. I would say even maybe a microsecond.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that sometimes because, again, like going back, I'm like, well, that's my honor shame. Like, that makes it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Like,
it's still judging somebody. It's still comparing. And we're trying to get away from that. We're trying to, you know, really focus more inward on self-acceptance and understanding that your decisions are just that. They are your decisions. They may affect other people, but like, you've got to be the one at the end of the day being okay with the decisions that you make.
Right. Right. I do have a great shame story, and this is, and anyone who knows me who is listening knows that I have a stripper pole in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do. And it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean,
it's a lot of fun.
We twirl around on that thing, fall down.
So you can make it so it can stay stationary or spin around. So I remember at a time I was really nervous to tell my parents that I had one of these. And not that I was like literally like people are throwing dollars at me. In my basement, I was just worried.
I might have thrown a dollar or two at Brittany.
She did. Made it fun.
You know, you gotta make your reindeer your friend. Yeah. Girl, get it. Yeah, yeah.
Shake that booty. But it was so great because I had that internal shame like, oh man, like I'm going to really disface my family. Like they're going to be awful. They're going to hate it. My brother had a 40th birthday party. And my parents were so excited to get the stripper pole out.
This is so great.
And no, my mom even got on the stripper pole. My dad was like, yeah, go out there. And I had to show my mom how to spin on a stripper pole. It was so amazing on the pole. But it was great.
It's great.
So
yeah.
It was one of those, like, really maybe the way that you're shaming yourself, too.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, I think part of the reason why people shame other people, I mean, it can come from, you know, a multitude of things, but, you know, again, like, it's that insecurity of like, oh, what are other people going to think about me? If I hop on a stripper pole, they're going to think, you know, whatever.
XYZ,
mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, well, who cares? At the end of the day, if you want to spin your little ass around a pole, go for it. Do it.
You're going to look badass.
Yeah, right. It's fun. I mean, yeah. It's just a good time. And it's just a pole, for God's sakes. It's not a big deal. I mean, this isn't... It's nothing that you should ever really get super uptight about. I mean, if it brings you joy and you're super happy doing it, who cares? Yeah. Just do it. Doesn't matter. Whether you're getting approval, and that's the thing too. I think there's a certain point in your life where you just stop searching for approval from people, whether it's your mom or your dad or your best friend or whoever it is. Like, there's a certain point where if you stop searching for it, you will find exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
Every time. Because you're never going to live up to the expectations that you put on yourself through someone else's eyes because it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that you have conjured up this, you know, fictitious way that this person should perceive you is just that. It's fictitious. It doesn't even exist. So just let it go and have fun doing what you want to do.
I agree with that. I mean, yeah, the older I get, the less I give a shit.
Right. Zero F's.
Zero F's, people. Zero F's. Zero F's. So we're also going to we talked about online shame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most in our face way that we've shamed.
Yes.
But also there's the ever vicious mom shame. This is a hard one.
This is a hard one.
And we're going to try not to just fall deep into the rabbit hole in this one, but this one is one that we all know and we hold dear. Yes. Our hearts, mom shame.
The mom shame.
Because we've all been there.
Yes.
So
we have. And like as a working mom who balances running my own business, I've got two locations. I do a lot of things with my business and I love it. And it brings me a lot of joy in my life. But it also brings me a lot of, I mean, there are times where I have to sacrifice. Like, I can't go and volunteer at my kid's school all the time, and I can't be room parent, and because I'm not reliable. Like, you can't rely on me to be there
right
every time because my schedule changes so much, and I've got responsibilities that I have to take care of, and that's my choice. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the moms that can do it every time. I think
every
that there's a really special place for that, and we need parents that can do that. And, you know, my husband steps up to the plate and volunteers a lot when, you know, when we need like a parent that can do things. But it's okay if you can't. I mean, if you are a working parent and you can't divulge time to volunteer at your kid's school, it's okay.
Yeah.
But there have been many a times where I've felt like I am getting a sideways glance or like, why can't she be here more? Or like, why is her kid dressed that way? And I mean, and I will be honest, like my kids, I've got two girls and they are very adamant about picking out their clothes in the morning and dressing themselves. And some days it's super cute and some days it is a question mark of question marks. And I, you know what? Like, I love that they embrace their style so much that it could be the craziest combination and it brings me so much joy.
It's always seasonal appropriate, I will tell everyone.
The one thing that I was like, well, you know, it's snowing outside. You cannot wear a spaghetti strap maxi dress to school.
Yeah.
But mom, I can wear my tights and my boots. I'm like, correct. You could also wear a turtleneck underneath said dress and that would be appropriate. And they're like, well, that defeats the purpose. And I'm like, exactly. So let's maybe think of something that could keep you warm as opposed to not. But so, like, I mean, I felt like for the longest time, well, not that long. I mean, honestly, it really didn't last that long where, you know, there was some days where my kids would walk into school and I was like, oh, you know, she dressed herself. And, you know, as soon as I realized that other parents were like, you know, well, it's funny because there was a handful of parents that were like, does it bother you given your profession? You style people for a living, right? And this is what your kids come to school with? And I'm like, yeah, it's their own self-expression. Like, I don't care. Like, I stopped fighting that fight a long time ago. I mean, if you want to wear what you want to wear, but that gets us to school relatively on time, great, let's do it. But I mean, I get high fives from teachers being like, we love it. We never know what she's going to come to school in, and that's great. And then there are definitely some parents who, you know, like I do get some raised eyebrows, and I'm like, I know. I mean, I embrace it and like, I don't give a shit. But you know, sometimes I'm like, why do you care so much about like what my kid wears? Like, I don't care, but it's, you know, who cares?
I mean, last week when I picked up Watson, he literally had every bit of clothing on backwards.
Like, I love
straight
it.
Out of the
I
90s.
Love it. Right.
And I was mildly impressed that his jeans were buttoned backwards. I don't know how that happened.
Did he just pull them on?
Maybe, but they were like the his jeggings.
Oh, the fitted pair.
The fitted pair.
That's some dexterity right there. That's
so I don't
know
how he did that.
Right.
But all the teachers were very impressed, except for the movement teacher.
Oh. It's hard to move. I mean, it is backwards.
It is backwards. And she's like, so did he do this himself? And they were like, yeah, this is just Watson. I mean, he does. I mean, he wears shit backwards all the time. And I'm okay with that. Because that's what he does.
Right. That's his trademark.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to put his shoes on backwards. I'm like, that doesn't work.
Right. I mean, and he figures it out. Like, it's trial and error, which, again, explore until you figure out the answer. Because people can tell you till you're blue in the face. But until you make your own decision on why this won't work, you don't believe anybody.
Like, fuck off.
You're like, right. I can't do that.
I totally agree with
that's
that.
That's great.
So mom shame does exist. And let's think why do you think that moms shame in the beginning, though? Do you think that it's an insecurity? Do you think it's projection? Do you think?
I do. I think some of it, like, is projecting the, you know, well, I would never let my kids do that, so why would you? Like, you know, so you get that shame of, like, well, I would never do that. And then you kind of have that, like, maybe they're putting that into the honor shame of, like, this is my standard, so you either need to come up to it or you don't, like, keep it moving.
You don't play the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't sit at our table kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, really, that's not the table I want to sit at. Like, if you can't deal with me and
I'll
my crazy
messy table.
Right. I like a creative space, so I'm going to sit over here.
Like, I'll be with the goldfish and the raisins and the finger paint. Thanks.
Yep, that's my table every time. Every time.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, I honestly do think that most shaming comes from insecurity. If you're just like, I wouldn't be secure enough to wear this or do that, and so it's easy to be like shameful with that. And I think that most of the time, like, if you strip that person down who's making that shame happen, like, that you would find that that is the insecurity talking.
Right.
I
can definitely tell you that that was me probably 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and throwing tons of shade, tons of it, not like verbally or actually making a comment,
but mentally being like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know about that. Like, But now I think I have entered into a new space because I think I've been shamed a little bit more. So have you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Because we put a lot of yoga stuff out there. We were just talking about this before the podcast. And it's just very interesting to feel that this is a platform made for whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
In these tiny squares. And so when you do say it, it was like, oh, wait, you didn't say that right.
Right.
And why are you posting so much? Or, okay, so XYZ. So.
No, I totally agree with that. I mean, I feel like I feel like in the beginning I got a little bit more of that than what I get now. Of like, you post a lot of yoga. I'm like, I do, because it speaks to me. And in the beginning, I kind of got insecure about that, and I was like, "What does that mean? You don't like it?" And then I just got to the point where I was like, "Well, honestly, I don't care."
Yeah.
But I get a lot of my friends and even people I don't really know that well that will send me messages and they're like, this is so inspiring. Like, I saw you do this post and like, I you know, I follow you and I, you know, like I like what you do, but I'm so inspired by what you do. It's made me want to try yoga. And I'm like, that is fantastic. That is. And so I'm like, you know what? And that was the turning point for me. Where I'm like, I no longer care about the people that, you know, and not that I don't care about those people because I care about people, but I don't care about their comments. Like, I don't care about the negative stuff that comes with it of like, well, why do you have to do it in a sports bra? Honestly, I do it in a sports bra because it's freeing. Like, I get tangled up in tank tops often. Like, I'm not that coordinated. I know I'm on my hands a lot, but I'm really not that coordinated and I can get tangled up. So I'm like, for me.
Sure, it's all about your nose.
All up in it. I'm like, how do people do this? Like, if it's flying in your face, it's such a distraction. I'd rather take the distraction away before it becomes something I need to deal with. So, I mean, minimally, like, I enjoy being in that and I'm okay. And if you don't like it, keep on scrolling. Keep going.
Or you know where the unfollow button is.
Right. I'm happy for that right too. Up there. Like, it's all good. It's all good.
You know where it is.
It's good.
And we all have to take that into consideration too when you do follow certain people. And that's something I've loved about Shannon and I. Something might not be serving us that we might see. And this happened to us not too long ago. I'm not going to tell you what we were looking at. But we were looking at something that was not serving us at that point. But we appreciated the beauty that was there. Yes. And I think, honestly, a few years ago, we would have thrown some major shade.
We were like, oh my gosh, what is
and
happening?
And maybe because we semi-know these people. So we're like, okay, all right, I see what they're trying to do. It is beautiful.
Right.
But we were in the mental space to be able to see this kind of stuff. We're like,
no. We were like, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Hashtag
we'll
not
come back,
today.
We'll come back to it another time and we'll do it. But mentally, we were like, I just can't see that right now.
Now, do we have that mental space always? No.
No.
No. And we're not saying that we're perfect and not ever doing this, but we're trying to overcome this. And
right. I mean, this is a true journey. And like every day is, you know, is an obstacle that I feel like every time you get presented a speed bump, it's a chance for you to, you know, find, do you have the tool in your toolbox to fix this? Or, you know, this
sometimes
is,
you don't.
Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you're like, shoot. Yeah. You got to call AAA. That's a good one. And then, oh, good. The fish didn't die. Sorry. We thought the fish that lives in this studio might have passed, but he's okay.
He the just moved into a different spot.
It's questionable. His living standards are a little questionable. We're going to need to, we should probably just go ahead and help them out with that. But sorry, that was a sidetrack. I'm just really glad that the fish didn't perish on our watch.
Yeah, he moved. Yeah.
But I do think that, I mean, again, like every day is different and you just kind of come to it, you know, with new, fresh eyes when you're blessed to have a new day and you're like, all right, let's try again today. And we're all a work in progress. I mean,
I know.
Shoot. That's what we're here for.
So have you ever been on the other end or been shameful of your body?
Oh.
This is a different kind of shame too.
Yes. Okay. So this is kind of a loaded question and this may have to happen in a different podcast, but it's taken me a long time to get to where I am with looking at my body. I mean, I've suffered from eating disorders when I was younger and, you know, body dysmorphia for a long time. And when I got into my 30s, I got to a really happy place with my body. And I was like, okay, cool. And you have to get into this space, like, after you have kids, that your pre-kid body is...
No longer.
But the amazing thing about your post-kid body is that it made humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I harvested lungs. I made toenails. I made a heart, for goodness sakes. I mean,
eyelids. I have these. I mean, that's amazing.
I have these beautiful humans that I made with the help of my husband. I didn't do it by myself. But, I did the bacon. You know, I did the hard stuff, I feel like. He doesn't have the stretch marks to prove it. But I do. I have them. And for a long time, not too super long, but there was a time where I was like, this is hard. This is really hard. And looking in the mirror at my body, I was like, wow, this is not the body I remember having.
Right.
And then I just had to realize that I'm going to have to just start looking through new lenses because it's different and different doesn't mean bad. And that took me a long time to realize that different doesn't mean bad. It just means different. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
So maybe our lens is going to have to change around the lens, 40.
Yes.
And 50. So, and 60.
Having
and
this 70. So with Brittany,
we're
going to
need LASIK.
I'm going to need some new lens help. That, you know, I'm 38 and I'm proud of being 38 and I'm happy. And I feel I'm the strongest that I feel like I've ever been in my life. So I feel very happy to celebrate knowing that. But there have been some squishier parts that have appeared that I'm like, well, wait a second.
It's not because of the wine.
I know. I'm like, I do, you know, I take care of myself. I eat really well. And that's, you know, I do a lot of yoga and I meditate. And I'm like, I'm doing all the things that, you know, make me happy. And I love this. But suddenly I'm like, what is this squish? What is happening over here? I don't understand. And, you know, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, you know, I eat this and I eat this. And I'm like, that shouldn't produce squish. I'm like, but I drink the wine. Shit. Is it the wine? Maybe it's the wine.
It's probably the
wine. Then I'm like, mentally, I'm like, well, I'm not giving that up. Like, nope. Like, you know what? Squish party of two right here. Like, I'm good.
We're all good. We're new best friends.
Right. This is okay.
Embrace the squish.
You know, I have friends that when they turn 40, they're like, oh, no. Your body just does things that it's just different. Like, you literally wake up the day you turn 40 and you're like, is that a pain in my knee? Shoot.
Great. I'm getting two acupuncture appointments a week instead of just one.
Not just one.
It's awesome.
So I'm like, man. And then there are times where I just have to check myself and I'm like, bitch, pull yourself out of it. Like, stop it. This is ridiculous. Squish. Just stop. And, you know, I'm in that place. It comes and goes, but like those lenses get foggy some days and some days are super clear. And
some days are clear. Some days, like, they're foggy.
Okay.
I like that because I totally live in that range. Because, and again, I just had a baby 2.5 years ago. And I know that's like, it's a big time lapse. But man, I still sometimes feel like, Brittany, you could be doing better. And then I've got to adjust my lens. Like,
yeah,
bitch, get over it.
Right. You're all good. Right.
Like, stop.
You're all good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So maybe we can all get a little better at that.
Oh, yeah. And I think
let's all try together.
Yeah, exactly. But I do think that this is a fun platform to help kind of embrace that, you know, that self-acceptance of like, it's okay.
Just and by the way, we just had chips and salsa and I had a chicken wing right before I walked in. I was like, all right, this is happening because
this is going down.
I don't care. Yeah. It's you take your life as you want it.
Right.
And with no
serve
judgment.
What does you and let the rest of it go.
Yes.
And it's all good. And some days you're going to be totally in that lens of like, this makes sense. And other days it's okay if you feel completely opposite. And,
yes.
You know, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you don't have clarity. I think that means that you have the most clarity when you can see that it's murky, and then times where you're like crystal clear, like you've got to be able to understand and live in both of that, because it's never going to be 100% clear all the time.
I don't want to be clear.
No,
I feel like I find so much beauty in like things being like kind of awkward and kind of messy, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I see what you're doing there. But so how can we work together as humans?
Because
I feel like there's some men listening out there, maybe we have some Zen friends that are men.
I hope so.
How can we do better as a society to help not shame each other? What are some key tokens that we can take away today?
For sure.
So even the body shaming to online to mom / parenting. So if we're going to include the guys, because I think there could be some parenting shaming going on there too. What can we do?
I think accepting differences is like accepting flaws is a really big thing, that just understanding that everyone's going to have a flaw. So do you really need to pick at someone else's? No, because 9 times out of 10, that's probably just like a deflection of your own flaw, like going back to the insecurity, like just understanding that difference, like, again, something could be different. Like, you may choose to eat chips and salsa before dinner and I may choose not to. It doesn't make you right and me wrong. It just means we're different, and understanding that that's going to happen and that's what makes us human. I think the more that we can just accept that, we're going to be better off. And I think that we can try to come from a place of acceptance that can hopefully eliminate, you know, the layers of shame that
come
on top of that.
We're all going through our own struggles.
Yeah.
Right. My favorite saying that I say on the regular, not in my house, but to my friends, is when someone feels like they're throwing shade or they're having a little bit of judgment on them, I'm like, well, you know what you should say back to these people? And they're like, what? I'm like, bitch, you don't know my life. And it's true. But it's just true. Have that mentality. Like, you don't know my life.
Right.
I'm going to do me. And I love that. If you just, and it's hard to apply sometimes. So we definitely acknowledge that. My favorite thing is in the mornings, if I am throwing a little shade at somebody, maybe like think about the things that I'm grateful for.
Yes.
So maybe bring a little bit of gratitude towards your life. Think about the blessings that you do have, and hashtag blessed.
Right.
But really think about those things.
Yeah. No, and I totally agree with that. I think that
those little moments.
Yeah. The more that you can consider yourself in the abundance of what you're thankful for, mm-hmm. That helps.
Because, I mean, we're alive, we're moving.
Right.
We should celebrate that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I think as the close out of that one, we'll probably touch on a little bit of appreciating differences.
Yes. Appreciating differences and understanding, again, that, you know, you can... I say this to my kids all the time that, you know, like, well, she wants to play this game and I want to play this game. And I'm like, honey, it doesn't mean that she's wrong because she wants to play Barbies. It just means that she wants to do something different. Mm-hmm. And different isn't good or bad. Different is different. So don't, like, I think that there's so many things that happen in this world that people just can't get over their differences.
Right.
They can't accept them. And I'm like, come on. Like, we weren't made to all be... like the same size, the same shape, the same color, the same this, the same that. We were made to be different. So you have to embrace that difference is the spice of life. And don't tell somebody that she's too spicy. That is her thing. Like, that is how she was made. And don't be upset because someone's too sweet. That's just how she rolls. And that's, right. You know, that's what she wants to do. So it's okay, but you just have to accept the differences.
It's a good keynote right there.
Thanks, Rural. It's the Pinot Gris coming out.
We're not even a whole bottle in.
I know.
And it's
coming down.
I know. I will tell you, this is when we have our best talks is yes. over a bottle of wine.
Which is how we the podcast the world. Happens, by the way. It was over a bottle. And we were like, we should start a podcast. Yes, we should.
Which I feel like how 99.9% of the podcasts have all happened.
Oh, for
you
sure.
You should start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yes. Yes. And then we did.
And we did.
And here we are.
Yeah.
With headphones on. Mm-hmm. So our favorite way to close out our show, now that we've talked about some serious shame topics.
Yes.
Is to ask some questions. Do you have your question for the night, Shannon? Oh, no. She just spilled her wine.
Sorry. I'm trying to wipe up the wine I just spilled.
Yeah, she did. Shoot. All over herself.
That was doing good.
I would probably say, okay, I got one for you.
Okay, great.
I thought about this today on my Insta story because... what is something you splurge on? What is something you save on?
Okay, so this is a great question. I will splurge on a pair of shoes.
I bet she's going to say the same thing.
Not even thinking about it.
Yeah, she does. I've been with her a lot of times. But I bet $100 mm-hmm. you're going to say the same thing as save on me, but I'm waiting.
Shoot. Now I feel like I have a lot of pressure.
No, you don't.
Oh.
If you don't say the same thing, because I think when I say mine, you're going to be like, ah! That's a good one.
Yeah. But it drives me nuts to spend money like on paper towels like that. Like, I mean, I'm not like bottom of the barrel, but like I am not trying to pay like $10.99 for this super absorbent. Like, it's a paper towel.
It's a paper towel.
It's a paper towel.
Like Vivas. Like, they feel soft and cuddly. I mean, I would probably sleep on them, but what is the deal?
Yeah.
Like, why are they so goddamn expensive?
There are times where I look at that, I'm like, I am not paying $10.99 for that. Where is the $4.99 pack? Where is that?
I know.
And I need 12 of them. 12 for $4.99, please.
Like, I know. That, if there's a coupon, I'm going to cut it. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just, totally agree with you on that one. Mm-hmm. Paper towels do get me on the price. They will hammer it to
they
you.
Will.
They're so expensive. And
they
I understand
know.
The trees.
Right. I get that. I mean, okay. So like I do have a thing in my house where I love a good dish towel, like a tea towel, like seasonally, you know what season it is because I will have a cute little towel right. draped over my oven. Like,
yes, you do.
I love it. It's my thing. I love it. But I also like a cute dish towel as well. Like if I'm going to clean up a shitty mess, like,
I want to look at some avocados.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like a little egg sunny side up. That's cute. It makes the mess I'm trying to clean up at least enjoyable.
Right.
Or mermaids, you know, whatever it is. So like I try to use that and I'm trying to get my family because my family overuses a paper towel and it drives me bat shit crazy. I'm like, stop. We have all the towels that we can use for this and you want to use. They're like, no. It's a small spill. I can pick it up with a giant paper towel? No, stop. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Cloth towel. Just do it.
See, we're the exact opposite. My kids will reach for a cloth towel, and I'm like, no, don't make more laundry for me. I don't want to wash that and fold that and put that away. Grab a paper towel. See, we're not the same. But I do agree with the paper towels. I'm like, Can we go cheap?
Yeah.
What's okay.
yours? What's your splurge?
My splurge is all face stuff. Mm. Like, I will spend top dollar on face creams, face stuff, all the face, and some shoes here, here and there. But I would definitely drop some major coin on some face, all the face stuff. But my save, which I do agree with paper towels, I would definitely say sunglasses.
Oh,
I love a good cheap pair of sunglasses.
Oh my gosh. I know. I say all the time I'm not responsible enough for like fancy sunglasses because I have lost every nice pair I've ever owned.
Everyone.
Even if they're gifted. So
yes.
I don't know what happened.
Sorry, Paloma.
I know. I know. No, actually, I have those.
Oh, those are great.
But I only wear those like they're in a special spot because I don't wear them that often because I'm afraid I'll lose them. Like our friend, super awesome, dear friend Paloma, gave me this super cute pair of rose-colored sunglasses for my birthday.
So cute.
And they're so cute. And I love them. But I just...
And when she gave them to her, I was like, oh.
And Brittany was like, man,
you do know who you just gave these to.
Right. I mean, this is a true story. I owned the same pair of sunglasses that I bought for $7.99 from Target. Mm-hmm. And I had them for 7 years until my sweet dog, Georgie girl, came to our house and she ate them. I had the same pair for 7 years. They traveled around the world with me. I thought that I left them in a couple countries once and then they just ended up back, you know, in a bag someplace. But I was devastated when my dog ate my sunglasses because I was like, man. But again, I mean, I'm not that responsible with those things. So
yeah, you can have sunglasses. That's don't spend money on sunglasses, guys.
I know.
Ain't nobody care what you got on.
No.
Ain't nobody care.
Nope. Nope.
Just block the UV.
Yeah. Just do your job.
And take some good selfies.
Do your job.
That's all they're there for. That is all sunglasses are there for. That's what, unless you have like a really big head and then you have to have like a special made sunglasses, but that's the only thing.
Yeah.
I think you can find what you need at Target every single time. And everyone always asks, if you do have Target sunglasses on, where'd you get your sunglasses?
Yes.
And then when you say Target, they're like,
really? I'm like, yes, girl. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And go in and let your kids pick them out, too. That's what I do.
That's a good one.
I'm like, what sunglasses do you think?
Oh, my gosh. If I did that with my girls, they would be like, oh, Mom, every pair. Every pair is great. You should get all the pairs.
They have some, like, white cat eye. Right. I know.
Yeah, they would. They definitely would.
Well, this has been really, really fun.
Oh, wait. I have a question for you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there, like, one thing that you do in your car that you wouldn't do anywhere else? But, like, when you're in your car, you feel like you're in your safe spot, and you're like, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely sing.
Yeah? You're a singer?
Sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sing, like, I feel like I'm, like, owning this. Oh, I sing in the car with my kids sometimes, and I think Eleanor's even heard me.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't sing with other people in the car. Right. Like, like big people that can judge me.
So you're like carpool karaoke.
I am carpool karaoke.
Down a clown with that show. That's awesome.
How about you?
Yeah. I do a lot of talking to myself in my car.
That is not limited to your car.
No, but these like conversations that I probably wouldn't have with people if they were in my car. But like, thank God for Bluetooth, because for the longest time I would just ramble on in my car and I could imagine like stopping and people being like, who is she talking to? But like with Bluetooth, now you don't question. You're like, oh, she's probably just having a conversation with whatever.
Oh yeah.
9 times out of 10, probably not talking to anybody, but I am like talk show hosting in my car at all times. And this is a true story. Like if there's a great song on the radio, I will pretend that I am a talk show host and I will interview the person who I just heard. Like I'll turn down the volume and I'm like, so, Kelly Clarkson, if you were going to eat your toast, are you like a dark toast? Or are you more of like a level one toast? I'm concerned. Like, where are we at on your toast level? And these are the conversations that I have with myself. Like, my kids, well,
first of all,
you're
always a dark toast person unless you're lightly toasting for a sandwich. That's just blanket.
Really?
Yes.
Ew, I am not a dark toaster. I love a solid four.
I like
a crunch, but like it cuts like the roof of my mouth.
Oh no, it's got to be like, you know, has some jam on it to bury it.
Like, see, if it gets dark, I will scrape the dark part off. It's too crunchy.
I don't want it to just totally, cut my mouth. But yeah, I like a dark toast.
You like a dark toast?
I like a dark toast.
Okay,
but I let my jelly sit a little bit.
Oh, you like to let it like soak it.
Like the burnt flavor. Let me just put it that way.
What?
Burntish flavor.
Do you like burnt popcorn too?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. You're that friend?
Heavily roasted vegetables.
Do you see that, people? I just shamed my friend. Silently shamed my friend for liking dark toast and burnt popcorn.
She does it often. Just kidding. She doesn't. I think this has been fun.
Yeah, this has been great. I love it.
Yes, please share with us all the good ways that you've shamed, you feel shamed. If you want to open up the box of more shame, we would definitely revisit this topic at a later date. We want to hear from you, so please touch base with us.
Shame, shame.
All that can
I
be found in all of our show notes and everything. So reach out to us. And as always, we love that you joined us. And cheers to you. Hopefully you can pop open a bottle of Pinot Grigio tonight.
Woohoo!
Or maybe LaCroix.
LaCroix. I do love LaCroix. It's delish.
And have a great night.